Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present The Devil Takes a Bride by Julia London, narrated by Roslyn Landor.
Prologue. Autumn of 1810. At the end of the hunting season, before the winter set in, the Earl of Clarendon hosted a soiree at his London home for the families of quality that had come to town. He included, in his coveted invitations, his closest friends, all of whom had august titles and impeccable social connections. The Earl of Beckington and his wife, his son Lord Summerfield, Augustine Devereux, and his two eldest stepdaughters, Miss Honour Cabot and Miss Grace Cabot, were invited to attend. That the two youngest Beckington stepdaughters, Miss Prudence Cabot and Miss Mercy Cabot, were not included in the invitation caused quite a ruckus at the Beckington London town home, which resulted in many tears being shed. The youngest, Mercy Cabot, vowed that she would vacate that house while the others attended the soiree. She would steal aboard a merchant ship that would carry her as far from London as one might possibly sail. Miss Prudence Cabot, who was 3 years older than Mercy and who had just passed her 16th birthday, said she would not steal aboard a merchant ship, but if she was so worthless as to not merit an invitation, she intended to walk about Covent Garden unattended and sell her body and soul to the first person who offered a guinea.
"What?"
cried 20-year-old Grace, when Prudence cavalierly announced her intentions.
"Prudence, darling, have you lost your mind? You would sell yourself for a guinea?"
"Yes,"
said Prudence petulantly, and lifted her chin, her gaze daring anyone to challenge her.
"Should you not at least aspire to a crown, dearest? What will a guinea say of your family? You must agree that a guinea is insufficient for your body and your soul."
"Mamma!"
Prudence cried.
"Why do you allow her to tease me?"
And then, unsatisfied with Lady Beckington's indifferent response, she'd flounced off, apparently encountering several doors in her haste to flee, judging by the number of them that were slammed. The Cabot girls were as close as sisters could be, and even Prudence's hurt feelings could not keep her from the excitement of watching her older sisters dress for the evening. Honour and Grace were highly regarded among the most fashionably dressed. That was because their stepfather was a generous man and indulged their tastes in fine fabrics and skilled modistes. On the evening of the soiree, in preparation, gowns were donned and discarded as too plain, too old, or too confining. In the end, Honour, the oldest at 21, selected a pale blue gown that complemented her black hair.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?